KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Temperature's been falling, 40 with light rain in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Criminal charges are now filed against a Brighton man accused of pointing a shotgun at a snowboarder. That boarder mistakenly ended up on his property. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, the snowboarder Lauren Richardson posted a video of the encounter online. It shows him getting pushed and yelled at by 67-year-old Keith Stebbings. He can be heard saying it's private property, and Richardson apologizes for not knowing several times and walks away. Charging documents also say that Stebbings did point that shotgun at one point. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas, a member of the Ski Patrol for years, says it's not uncommon for people to get lost in the backcountry like this.
And it's not surprising, looking at the pictures, that the district attorney decided to file criminal charges. And in this case, aggravated assault, which is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Skorda says this clearly goes beyond someone just trying to protect their property rights. Police also note in the charges that there were no visible private property signs. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Lawyers for Stebbings say he was bluffing about using violence. Steve Burton says his client had become fed up with people trespassing.
After years of not being taken seriously and having people walk past his front door multiple times a day and not having the ski resort do anything to really help alleviate the situation, in his mind, he just said, I need to do something that will make people know I'm serious.
Burton tells KSL-TV there are private property signs posted and that he's been there and seen them for himself. KSL News Time 402, a new study is shedding light on how the Colorado River's water is actually used.
Researchers found more than half of all the water pulled from the Colorado River is being used to irrigate farms, with alfalfa and hay getting the vast majority of it. To put that in perspective, farming is using nearly three times the water that cities or other industries do. Utah has rights to just over 11% of the water from the Colorado River, yet it provides more than a quarter of all of our water. But the river's flows have taken a huge nosedive since the turn of the century, and scientists fear it'll only get worse if temperatures keep rising. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The founder of FTX says he's going to appeal his conviction. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a judge today sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in federal prison for stealing billions of dollars in customer funds. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the federal courthouse.
The defense still does not concede that $8 billion of FTX customer funds were actually lost. They believe that customers will eventually be made whole through the bankruptcy process.
The judge, though, not buying that argument. Engineers are carefully analyzing the broken truss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that still lays across the cargo ship that collided into it. Lieutenant General Scott Spellman says it's impossible to give a timeline for removal right now.
We've got to do the same thing 50 feet underneath the water, the same level of analysis. So we have some very good underwater tools that take measurements and cameras, but it's very, very difficult.
Maryland needs $60 million in emergency relief funds just for cleanup. Former President Trump attended the wake of a fallen NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, today. Diller, who leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old son, was fatally shot in what should have been a routine traffic stop. Mr. Trump met with the fallen officer's family before the wake.
The child, brand new, beautiful baby, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed.
The suspect is charged with murder of a police officer. And 5,000 people will attend a mega campaign fundraiser for President Biden tonight in New York City. The event also stars Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. It's raising a whopping $25 million. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Some of the deadliest diseases in human history were passed to us from animals, but it turns out it's a two-way street. New research shows that humans actually pass on more diseases to animals than they pass to us. Of the viruses passed between animal and human, 64% began with the humans. As the weather gets warmer, more animals are coming out of hibernation, and that includes the creepy crawlers.
Lots of snakes are coming out of hibernation a few weeks early this year. Herpetology coordinator at the Division of Wildlife Resources, Alyssa Hoekstra, says they usually stay around their den for the first little bit.
Usually it's around rocky areas. So if you see like piles of rocks or along the mountainside, especially southwest facing slopes is usually where they're going to be denning because that gets the most solar radiation during the winter time.
Hoekstra says if you ever encounter a snake, try to avoid it, walk around it, and warn others nearby. She also says not to worry too much because most of the snakes here in Utah are not venomous. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:05. It's time for First Look Traffic. Ricky, what a mess.
It's kind of nasty out there. You could be driving on wet roads or with rain or rain-snow mix or heavy snowfall, just depending on where you are. We have debris on the road, Highway 189 by Deer Creek Reservoir, and also a new crash. And this is going to be in Weber County, southbound Wall Avenue at 35th Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is coming right up. Stay here with KSL.